Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早安。
Thank the Lord we can be together again.
谢谢主我们又可以在一起。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you that we are found here in your presence together.
亲爱的主我们谢谢我们今天早上又能够来到你的面前。
Lord, we acknowledge it's you that has gathered us.
我们知道是你把我们召聚。
And you have gathered us to yourself.
你把我们召聚到你的面前。
We are gathered in your name.
我们在你的名字里面聚会。
The precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
是我们主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Lord, we acknowledge your presence here among us.
我们今天早上知道你在我们的中间。
And we want to bow low at your feet.
我们希望我们能够俯伏在你的脚前。
We confess your authority over us.
我们知道你在我们身上有权柄。
Over this place, over this time.
在我们这所有聚会的还有时间里面都有权柄。
And Lord, we do thank you for the privilege we have to break bread together in remembrance of you.
我们今天谢谢你能够在你的面前纪念你领你的饼杯。
Lord, how great is your love for us.
主，你的爱是何等的大。
We thank you, your precious blood has washed us clean.
我们谢谢你宝血洗净我们一切的罪。
And you have given yourself to us to be our food and our drink.
也你也把你自己成为我们的生命和供应。
Lord, that we may live together by this life that you live.
所以我们能够活像你一样的生活。
Lord, as we open your word, we confess that we are weak and needy people.
今天早上来读你的话语，我们承认我们是软弱而且不配的人。
Lord, we don't just want to read things and just have multiplying words.
我们今天早上不是单单在这边读你的话语。
We really want to hear your voice speaking to our hearts.
我们真的希望你的声音能够对我们的心说话。
Our prayer is that when we hear you speaking to us, that our life will be changed.
我们求你，当你对我们说话的时候，我们的生命能够因此得到改变。
So Lord, we want to trust in the Holy Spirit as we open your word.
所以今天早上我们在读你话语的时候，我们希望能够我们靠着圣灵来读。
We thank you for that anointing that is our portion in Christ.
我们谢谢你给我们在主耶稣基督里面的膏抹。
And so, Lord, we trust you to make us alert and to make our hearts attentive to you.
我们相信你今天早上会让我们每一个人的心警醒来聆听你的声音。
And we pray that by the Holy Spirit we would touch Christ in the Word.
我们今天早上靠着圣灵，我们能够亲自的摸到基督。
And so we trust you to redeem this time and to cause it to be profitable in the service of your will.
我们相信你可以让这一段时间能够成为有意义的，而且亲自的成为你的旨意。
Lord Jesus, we give you all the thanks and all the praise.
主基督，我们在这边给你所有的敬拜和赞美。
In your precious name we pray.
奉你宝贵的名求。
Amen. Amen. We'd like to read a portion of Scripture.
今天早上我们来读一段圣经。
From the prophecies of Jeremiah.
是从先知耶利米书。
Jeremiah chapter 13.
耶利米书十三章。
And we'll read the first 11 verses.
我们先读一到十一节。
And then after this, there are two verses in the Gospel of John.
然后我们在约翰福音再读两段圣经。
In chapter 15.
十五章。
First we'll read Jeremiah 13 from verse 1.
耶利米书十三章第一节。
Thus the Lord said to me, Go and get yourself a linen belt and put it around your waist, but do not put it in the water.
耶和华对我如此说，你去买一根麻布带子束腰，不可放在水中。
So I got a belt according to the word of the Lord, and I put it around my waist.
我就照耶和华的话买了一根带子束腰。
And the word of the Lord came to me the second time, saying, Take the belt that you acquired, which is around your waist, and rise, go to the Euphrates, and hide it there in a hole in the rock.
耶和华的话第二次临到我说，要拿着你所买的腰带，就是你腰上的带子，起来往伯拉河去，将腰带藏在那里的磐石穴中。
So I went and hid it by the Euphrates as the Lord commanded me.
我就去照耶和华所吩咐我的，将腰带藏在伯拉河的河边。
Now it came to pass after many days that the Lord said to me, Arise, go to the Euphrates and take from there the belt which I commanded you to hide there.
过了多日, 耶和华对我说, 你起来往伯拉河去, 将我吩咐你藏在那里的腰带取出来。
Then I went to the Euphrates and dug, and I took the belt from the place where I had hidden it. And there was the belt, ruined. It was profitable for nothing.
我就往伯拉河去, 将腰带从我所藏的地方刨出来, 见腰带已经变坏, 毫无用了。
Then the word of the Lord came to me and said, Thus says the Lord, In this manner will I ruin the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem.
耶和华的话临到我说, 耶和华如此说, 我必照样败坏犹大的骄傲和耶路撒冷的大骄傲。
This evil people who refuse to hear my words, who follow the dictates of their hearts, and walk after other gods to serve them and worship them, shall be just like this belt, which is profitable for nothing.
这恶民不肯听我的话, 按自己顽梗的心而行, 随从别神敬奉, 侍奉敬拜, 他们也必向这腰带变为无用。
For as the belt clings to the waist of a man, so I have caused the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah to cling to me, says the Lord, that they may become my people for renown, for praise, and for glory. But they would not hear.
耶和华说, 腰带怎样紧贴人腰, 照样, 我也使以色列人全家和犹大家紧贴我, 好叫他们属我为子民, 使我得名声。 得颂赞,得荣耀,他们却不肯听。
And then from the Gospel of John, chapter 15,
让我们现在翻到约翰福音第15章,
we'll read verses 4 and 5.
我们看第4节和第5节。
John, chapter 15, verse 4.
约翰福音15章,第4节。
Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
第4、第5节, 你们要常在我里面, 我也常在你们里面。 枝子若不常在葡萄树上, 自己就不能结果子。 你们若不常在我里面, 也是这样。 我是葡萄树, 你们是枝子, 常在我里面的, 我也常在他里面, 这人就多结果子, 因为离了我, 你们就不能做什么。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, I'd like to share how it was the Lord impressed this passage upon my heart.
弟兄姊妹, 我今天想跟你们分享的是, 主怎么样在我心里面启示我这一段经文。
It was this past week, I was away in North Carolina with a few families of brothers and sisters.
过去这个礼拜我在北卡跟一些弟兄姊妹聚会。
And we had looked forward to having a time together in fellowship.
我们那时候很对我们的聚会和一起活动有很多的期望。
It was an opportunity to take a break for a while and just to have our families, our children together, just to enjoy some company together, to be by the seashore, and just to have a time of refreshment.
就是我们很希望说大家弟兄姊妹和家庭能够在海边一起聚集也算是得到一点休息。
And the first day we were together, the Lord led us to break bread together.
第一天我们在一起聚会的时候，我们有一起分饼。
And it was just a few families, from young children to the elderly ones.
只有几个家庭，就是一些大人和小孩。
And we broke bread to remember the Lord.
我们那天拨饼纪念主。
And one brother was asked to say a few words before we broke the bread.
有一位弟兄被邀请说，在拨饼之前可不可以说几句话。
And we looked to the left and to the right, and we trust the Lord, and we asked one brother to share.
我们呢就左看右看，我们相信，我们对主有信心，我们就请了一位弟兄跟我们分享。
And he was a little bit nervous, you know, he didn't really know what to share.
他那时候有一点紧张，并不知道说要跟我们说些什么。
And I could tell, and everyone could tell that he was a little bit nervous.
大家都看得出来他有一些紧张。
But the next morning, you know, when we woke up, there was the brother, he was the first one there, and he was sitting before the Lord.
在第二天的早上，他却是第一个到那边的，在主的面前坐着。
And before he shared at the Lord's table, he read these verses from Jeremiah 13.
在我们在播饼之前，他就把耶利米书十三章的经文给我们读了一遍。
And I admit, when he was reading these verses, I was thinking, I don't, that doesn't sound like something you would read before the Lord's table.
我那时候就在想说，分饼之前好像没有人读这种经文。
It's a very serious, heavy word.
这个话好像说的重了一点。
And it's talking about the Lord's displeasure with his people.
讲到主对他的人子民有多么的不喜悦。
And it's talking about disobedience and unbelief.
讲到这些子民对他的不信从而且不顺服。
It's talking about idolatry. It's talking about exile. It's talking about judgment.
讲到了拜偶像，讲到了出，讲到他对他们的审判，还有对他们的放逐。
But you know, I really have to confess, I was very wrong about that.
可是我必须要承认，就是我实在是错了。
This brother shared in a very simple way.And really led us to the presence of the Lord.
他用一个很简，这位弟兄用一个很简单的方法把我们带到了主的面前。
So what I share, I don't want to blame all on this brother.
我当我在分享的时候，我不是要怪他。
I really meditate for a while on these words.
我在这段经文上面思想了很久。
And when my wife and I were driving back home from North Carolina, 2 days ago,
当两天前我和我太太从北卡开车回来的时候
I said, you know, the word that brother shared last Lord's Day, it really lingered in my heart.
我跟他说，那位弟兄跟我们分享，上个礼拜跟我们分享这段经文，一直在我心里留着。
And she was quiet for a while, and then she said, what word?
我太太安静了一下，然后跟我讲说哪一些话。
And she admitted to me that, you know, at the table she was so occupied with giving thanks to the Lord, with praising the Lord, that in a way she forgets the word that the brother shares before the table.
她跟我承认那天在分饼的时候，因为赞美，然后她的心一直在这上面，所以忘记那位弟兄跟她分享的话语。
And that's why I knew that the Lord really was speaking that word to my heart.
所以那个时候我就知道主是真的在我的心里跟我讲这些话。
He really wanted me in particular to listen to that word.
他特别的要我听这些话语。
And so we'll share together.
所以我们今天一起来分享。
This word is really a word about pursuing the Lord.
今天这些话是讲到说我们怎么样去追求主。
And it's a word about abiding in the Lord.
怎么样在主的里面。
Abide in me, and I in you.
也，你住在我里面，我就在你里面。
The one who abides in me, and I in him, this is the one who bears much fruit.
如果你一个在我里面的人，他才会结出果子。
If a man does not abide in me,
如果那个人不在主的里面，
then that man is not going to bear fruit.
那个人就没有办法结出果子。
In fact, that man will be without profit.
说那个人没有办法结出任何的果子。
That life will never realize the purpose to which I have called.
这一位人就没有办法达成主在他生命上的呼召。
Now we know about John chapter 15 and our Lord's words to his own that I am the true vine.
我们看到约翰福音十五章里面主亲自说我是真葡萄树。
And those believers in the Lord Jesus are described as branches in the vine.
我们这些信主的人呢，就好像葡萄树的枝子。
That because we believe in Him, we are partakers of His life.
因为我们相信他，所以我们就一同分享他的生命。
The very eternal life which God has placed in His Son, the Lord Jesus.
神放在他自己儿子耶稣基督里面的永恒的生命。
becomes the portion of all who believe in the Lord Jesus.
这个生命成为所有信耶稣的人的生命。
Through the gift of the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵给我们的恩赐,
it's possible for us to live in Christ.
我们在主里面住着成为了可能,
and for Christ to live in us. We know that's the gospel. And this is what we call to mind every time we break the bread together.
我们每一次分享主的饼杯的时候, 这是我们应该纪念的,
that our Lord Jesus died for us at Calvary's cross.
耶稣基督为我们在加利利上, 骷髅地的地方死掉,
His body was broken there and His precious blood was shed for us.
他的身体裂开, 他的血流出来,
He was actually made sin so that all of our sin may be removed.
因为他的缘故,
And through His resurrection life, it's possible for you and I to receive Him, to partake of Him.
借着他的死, 他的复活,
And this one bread and cup that we all share,
是一个饼和一个杯, 我们一同分享,
it's a testimony to the fact that in Christ we are all one.
是一个在主里面说, 我们所有在主里成为合一的一个见证。
We are all one because we have all been made partakers of that one life.
因为我们能够合一是因为我们从一个生命里面支取。
And it's God's will that His life would rule our whole being.
是神的旨意, 祂的生命能够掌管我们全人类。
That the very character of God's beloved Son would be formed in us.
是耶稣基督, 神亲爱的儿子的形象能够在我们里面彰显出来。
That His love, His joy, His peace, His patience, and so on would be expressed.
他的爱,他的恩慈,他的一切,一切会借着我们能够彰显出来。
And not only that, but that His life would increase.
不仅是这样子,而且他的生命可以继续的成长。
And that many who do not know life may receive life.
所以那些还没有相信,还没有这个生命的人能够接受这样的生命。
Now all this is very positive.
这些所有的事情都是正面的。
All this is really the gospel.
这些所有我们刚刚讲到的就是福音。
But I like for us to consider, and this is what my dear brother reminded us that Lord's Day.
我要大家思想的也就是那一位弟兄那一天主日跟我们分享的话题。
All of this becomes our portion in truth as we abide in Him.
当我们在祂里面住的时候,这些就成为了我们在真理里面的一份。
That is, as we continue with the Lord,
当我们继续跟主在一起,
we remain in Him,
我们继续住在祂里面,
we dwell in Him,
我们住在祂里面,
we draw our life from Him,
我们从祂的生命上面得到生命的供应,
we bring every matter to Him,
我们把每一件事情带到祂的面前来,
we refer everything that happens to us to the Lord,
我们把我们生命中的发生的事情都跟主连在一起,
whether it's blessings,
不管是祝福,
whether it's trials or difficulties,
不管是 试炼或者是困难,
whether we're joyful, whether we're sorrowful,
快乐或者是悲伤,
to abide in Him means to bring everything to Him.
住在祂里面意思是说把我们把所有大大小小的事情都带到祂的面前来,
and to receive all the life, all of the supply of grace from Him.
从耶稣基督那边得到祂所有生命的供应。
And the warning that our Lord mentions in the verses that we read,
我们刚看到耶利米书里面讲到这些警告,
that unless we learn to abide,
如果我们不知道怎么样住在祂里面,
we cannot be fruitful.
我们没有办法结出果子。
We need to learn in practical experience,
我们必须要在生活的实际上面有这样的经历,
that Christ is all in all.
耶稣基督是所有的全部。
And that apart from Christ, we can do nothing.
如果离开了他, 什么都我们都不能做。
Apart from him, life has no meaning.
如果我们离开了耶稣基督, 生命不再有意义。
Apart from him, life has no goal or direction.
我们离开了他, 我们的生命不再有目标。
Apart from him, all that is before us is death.
如果我们离开了他, 所有在我们面前的一切都是死的。
And so there is the encouragement,
所以这边有一些鼓励,
and there's also the warning.
也有一些的警告,
for us to embrace the encouragement and refuse the warning, that's not wise.
Not wise.
For us to
okay. 如果我们只是看到了这些, 这些鼓励而不去接受这些警告的话, 不是一件聪明的事情。
We like the good part, but we don't like the hard part so much.
我们只想听好的, 我们不想听不好的。
But everything the Lord says to us, He says to us because He loves us.
所有主为我们说的事情, 是因为在爱里面说给我们听的。
And so if we say, well, I only want this part, but I don't want that part, we're refusing His love.
所以我们说, 我们如果不要这个, 只要这个部分, 不要那个部分的话, 我们是拒绝他的爱。
And we're refusing His provision.
我们是拒绝了他对我们的, 供应。
For He knows our hearts better than we know our own hearts.
因为他比我们自己还知道我们的心是怎么样。
And He knows how we need to be reminded.
他也知道我们要怎么样被警告。
So, brothers and sisters, in a way, we can read this portion of the Old Testament.
弟兄们,姊妹们, 所以我们在读这一段旧约的圣经的时候,
and we can see the hard part.
我们可以看到这一段, 警告这一段, 不好读的这一段,
and you can miss the good part.
你也可以好像是, 没有读到, 好像miss掉那一段好的地方。
We have to see that a heart of love is behind even the sternest rebuke.
你看到神对我们最严厉的警告里面有也有他的爱。
And it's so wonderful, an example to see how God deals with His servants.
所以你看到说这边, 这个, 看到说神怎么样亲自的跟他的 警告他的仆人。
It was one day that the Lord spoke to Jeremiah.
有一天神对耶利米说话。
And He told him to do something that probably when he first heard it, it didn't really make much sense.
当神跟他讲说, 叫他这么做这么做的时候, 也许他听起来, 好像没有什么道理。
But Jeremiah had learned to trust and to obey.
可是你看这边看到耶利米却学到顺服而且遵照他的旨意。
When you receive the Lord's word, because it's the Lord's word,
因为我听到神的话是因为是神的话,
I may not understand today,
我也许今天不是很了解怎么回事,
but in due time,
不过过几天,
the light will dawn,
我们就可以看到那里面的真理。
In the meantime, the Lord wants me to hold on to His word.
在这同时呢, 主要我能够紧抓着他话语。
If I question, if I doubt, if I engage in discussion with the Lord,
如果我怀疑, 我有疑问, 然后我又跟他, 有一些疑问的话,
I'm really relying upon my own understanding and my own insight.
我实际上我只是靠我自己来想这一段东西。
I need to understand first, then I will obey.
如果我必须我不遵从, 除非我明白。
The Lord's servant is not like that.
你看到这里, 主的仆人并不是像这样。
The Lord speaks and the servant hears.
当主说话的时候, 他的仆人就听了。
And holds fast to the word,
然后紧抓着这些话语,
obeys the word,
遵从这些话语,
and trust that in the Lord's time, light will be given.
知道说在主所预定的时间, 这一段光亮就会向我们显示出来。
So the Lord told Jeremiah to go get a sash or a belt.
所以主那时候跟耶利米说, 去拿一条腰带。
A very common article of clothing.
那时候是一个很普通的一个穿衣服常要有的东西。
He said, go get one. 他说, as go buy it, purchase it.
去买一条。
And don't put it in water.
不要放在水里。
Don't alter it in any way.
不要有任何的把它变动。
Don't make any changes to it.
不要有任何的变动。
Just put it on.
就是把它放在祭上，对吧？
And so Jeremiah went and did that.
所以耶利米就这么去做了。
Now sometime later, the Lord spoke to him again. Sometime after that, the Lord spoke to him further.
然后过了一阵子以后，主又对他说话了。
So the only result of that first word was that Jeremiah went and got a belt and put it on.
所以第一次你看主对他说话的时候，只有一件事情发生，就是他去买了一条腰带，然后把它系上。
And probably some time passed, and then the Lord spoke to him a second time.
也许过了一些日子以后，主又对他说话。
You go take that belt and you go down by the river Euphrates.
他说你呀、啊，去把那个你的腰带带到伯拉河边。
And you go into a rocky place.
他说你找到一些石头的地方。
And you dig out a hole in that rock.
所以你在那个石头里面找一个挖一个洞。
Take off the brand new belt and stick it down deep into that rock.
把你这一条最近买的腰带呢，就把它藏在里面。
And just leave it there.
然后就留在那就好。
And Jeremiah did what the Lord commanded.
然后耶利米呢，就照着这样去做了。
Now at this point.Does anything make sense to him?
所以你想想看，在这时候，这整件事情对他来说有什么意义吗？
Maybe he had some opinions about where the Lord was going with all this.
也许他自己有一些想法，说也许主是想要这样子吧。
But he doesn't write what he was thinking about.
然后他并不是照着他自己的想法去做。
He just says the Lord told me to do this.
只是照着主的话说叫我这么做。
And this is what I did.
我就做了。
Euphrates, you know, is in Babylon.
幼弗拉底，伯拉大河是在巴比伦的附近。
And he traveled to this place.
他到那边。
He found a rock.
他找到一个大石头。
And he took his new belt and he stuck it in the hole in the rock.
他把他新的腰带给藏在这石头里面。
Many more days passed by.
有很多很多天过去了。
The Lord spoke to him a third time.
主第三次对他说话。
Go back to Euphrates.
他说回去伯拉大河。
Go back to that place in the rock.
回去那个石头的地方。
And the belt that you put there, you go take that belt out.
好，你现在去把那个腰带给拿出来。
And of course he went and did what the Lord said.
当然他就这么去做了。
And obviously the belt was ruined because it had been in the rock for so long.
放在石头里这么久，腰带当然坏了。
It was probably covered with dirt and mud.
看到大概又脏又。
It was all wrinkled up.
皱了，烂了。
Mildew, mold.
生霉了。
It smelled bad.
长毛了。
Looked bad.
看起来很难看。
It was worthless.
没有用。
And you know, verse 8.Is very distinct in saying, "Then the word of the Lord came to me."
第八节里面，你看到这边强调说，他说耶和华的话临到我说。
He saw that the Lord was talking about his own relationship with his people.
他以为他想到说，神在讲的是他跟他的子民的关系。
Now only the Lord could speak of his relationship to his people in such a way.
只有主可以讲到他跟他自己子民的关系，用这种方法讲。
But the Lord speaks not only of that relationship, but he speaks of the purpose in his heart for his people.
他今天不仅是讲到他跟他子民之间的关系，他也讲到他心里面对他们的旨意。
And he speaks about what is grieving his heart by what he sees in his people.
他讲到他在他子民中间看到的事情，使他的心很难过。
Did you ever think of the Lord's people as a belt that is worn by the Lord?
你有曾经想过说神把他的子民看成一个系在他身上的腰带吗？
That is the way that the Lord describes his relationship with his people.
耶和华在这里形容他的子民就是这样子。
As a belt clings to the waist of a man, so I have caused the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah to cling to me.
十一节说，耶和华说，腰带怎样紧贴人腰，照样我也使以色列全家和犹大全家紧贴我。
He's describing what is essential in this relationship from his point of view.
从他的观点, 他告诉我们说, 这一段的关系是多么的重要。
The whole basis of your relationship with me is that I've caused you to cling to me.
他说我们跟他的关系就应该说我们要紧紧地贴着主。
And like a belt clings, you are called to cling.
就好像腰带在我们身上贴得很紧。
If you think about it, a belt is only really a belt when you put it on.
你如果想一想这件事情，就是说皮带如果不是放在你身上系好了，
and when you're wearing this belt, where you go, the belt goes.
不管你穿的是皮带去哪里，这皮带跟着你去。
If you stay, the belt stays.
如果你在这里待着，皮带也在这里。
And the belt is put on usually in order to prepare someone to work.
如果一个人束上腰带的时候，通常就是他准备要开始做一些事情。
It prevents the robes from flowing about in a loose way.
在那个时候的时候，穿着袍子，如果没有系腰带，袍子会乱飘。
You gird yourself with a belt when you're preparing to engage in purposeful activities.
当你要开始做一件正 这样正式的时候，你就会束上腰带，准备好。
And this is how the Lord describes His relationship with the house of Israel.
耶和华在这里用这样子的关系来形容他和以色列民之间的关系。
If you cling to me,
如果你紧贴着我,
then the activity of your life is purposeful.
你生命中所有做的事情都是有意义的。
It's in the service of my will.
是在他旨意里面做出来的服事。
Where I am going, you're going.
我走到哪, 你就跟我到哪。
What I'm doing, you're doing.
我不管做什么, 你跟我一起做。
If I am staying, if I am resting, you're staying, you're resting.
如果我待在这里休息, 你也待在这里休息。
It speaks of union.
看到讲到的是一个合一。
It speaks of fellowship.
讲到的是一个, fellowship, 在一起的聚会。
Now it's not just any activity the Lord has in view.
不是主说，不是说所有的，就是任何随便一件事情主看到的。
He is not just calling a people to cling to Him.
不是只是讲到说跟他紧贴在一起。
To believe in Him, to trust in Him.
相信他，信任他。
The Lord has a specific purpose in view.
主在这一段他的观点里面有特别的一个目的。
In verse 11,
11节,
so that they may be my people.
看到这边说,
a people for my name.
成为我名的子民,
in other words, the Lord's people are called to belong to Him.
所以这些子民, 主的子民,
separate from the world, to be His special possession.
成为他独一的属有的子民。
That the reason for our life is to belong to Him.
看到我们的生命的意义就是要归于主。
He says, for renown or for fame.
所以这边可以说得颂赞。
So that the Lord can be known.
所以主可以，他的名字可以被人家知道。
The Lord has called us into such a relationship with Himself that not only His people belong to Him, but His people express Him and make Him known in the earth.
他要我们这子民有做到一个地步，就是说，不只是要，不止我们要属于他的，而且要彰显他，让其他的人能够看见他。
This people is a worshiping people.
这一些人是一些颂赞的,
for my praise.
是赞美他的子民。
The Lord has brought this people into relationship to Himself, to belong to Him, to make Him known.
他把我们这一群子民亲自带到他的面前来。 使他能够得荣耀被人知道，而且我们能够颂赞他。
And not only for praise, but for His glory.
不仅是颂赞他，而且要使他得荣耀。
His glory means all His will is done.
他的荣耀就是说，所有神的旨意都能够成就。
His heart is fully satisfied.
他的心真正的得到满足。
And His glory can be seen.
他的荣耀能够被世人所看见。
Now, we know, brothers and sisters, from where we stand, that only the Lord Jesus, God's beloved Son, really fulfills all of these things.
我们弟兄姊妹，我们看到说，只有神的儿子耶稣基督真正的成就我们刚刚讲过的这些事情。
We know that the record of the failures of the people of Israel always pointed ahead to the one who would not fail.
我们看到以色列人在历史上所有的失败，只是指向耶稣基督这一个将来不会失败的人。
And even in the account of the failure of God's people, there is a prophecy of the one who's coming.
神借着他自己以色列子民的失败，预言了耶稣基督将来要来。
There is one who fully obeyed the Father.
有一位真正能够遵照父神旨意的人。
There is one who lives moment by moment in union with the Father.
在每一时每一刻都能够跟神父神合一的一个人。
There is one who belongs totally to the Father.
有一个人真正完全的属于父神的一个人。
Who expresses the Father fully and perfectly.
把父神完美的彰显出来的一个人。
There is one who is lifted up and draws all unto himself.
一个被高举起来，所以吸引万人归主的一个人。
There's one whose life is a perfect praise unto God.
一个他的生命是一个完全对神的一个赞美的一个人。
And there's one who fully glorifies the Father's name.
是一个完全使父神得荣耀，父神的名得荣耀的一个人。
Now this is our Lord Jesus.
这是我们的主耶稣基督。
This is the one to whom we belong.
这是我们就是属于这样的一个主。
And so there's a way, brothers and sisters, when we read maybe some of the difficult portions of the Old Testament.
当我们在看到圣经旧约里面一些比较难读的经文的时候，
We may be discouraged if we don't keep the person of the Lord Jesus right in front of us.
如果我们不把耶稣基督摆在前面读这些经文的时候，我们也许会丧胆。
In 1 Corinthians, we are told that all that happened to God's people beforehand is for our instruction.
所以在哥林多前书里面说到说，所有在之前发生的事情呢，只是给我们的一个好像一个教导
for us to learn，
让我们能够学习
，so that through perseverance endurance，
所以当我们在刻苦然后忍耐的时候
，and also the comfort of the scriptures we might have hope。
所以我们在这些有安慰的经文里面，我们能够得到希望。
That's Romans 15.
在罗马书十五章里面讲到。
So God is always positive.
所以神，你看到他一直是正面。
His discipline is always to bring to repentance.
他的教导一直是让我们能够来到他的面前认罪悔改。
And if He shines light upon our ways, it's only to bring us back.
如果他今天把光照到我们身上，只是希望能够把我们归带回到他的面前。
As when we break bread together，
当我们在一起领饼杯的时候
，we remember not only our sins forgiven，
我们知道，我们记得不一直是我们的罪得到赦免。
We consider the excellence of the Lord Jesus，
我们也想到了耶稣基督的完美。
We appreciate Him because He is the beautiful one. He is the worthy one.
我们也想到耶稣基督是一个完美的，而且他是一个美丽的。
He is the faithful one.
他也是一个有信心的。
He is the enduring one.
他也是一个有耐力的。
He is the one who overcomes.
他是一个得胜的人。
He is the one who fully pleases the Father.
他是一个完全得神喜悦的人。
He's the one who gives glory to God.
他是一位彰显神荣耀的人。
And praise God, we're in Him.
我们谢谢的神，我们在他的里面。
And He's in us.
他也住在我们的里面。
So it's always intended to bring us back.
所以这个整个的目的就是说把我们怎么样带回来。
But brothers and sisters, I'll be honest with you, that's the good part.
弟兄姊妹，我诚实跟你们讲说，刚刚我们讲到这些是好的这一面。
My heart is convicted by the hard part.
我的心呢，其实真正被感碰到的地方是那些我们讲的比较难的那一部分。
And I can sense in a very deep way the Lord's correction and instruction.
我可以感受到神跟我们的警告，还有我们的教导。
The reason that I encounter so much difficulty and adversity in my daily life.
为什么我之所以会在我生命中有这么多的困难的原因是
It's a failure to abide.
是因为我没有住在他的里面。
It's a failure to cling.
我没有紧贴着他。
Now this precious word in the Hebrew that's translated cling is a very interesting word.
你在这希伯来文里面讲到说这个紧贴这个字，抓紧这个字。
It means abiding and it also means pursuing.
在这个字里面有两个意义，一个就是说住在它里面，也讲到说是怎么样追求它。
Staying with the Lord.
跟主在一起。
Pursuing after the Lord.
而且追求主,
it's both false.
是两个在一起的,
there's rest in the Lord.
在主里面有安息,
staying with Him where He stays.
他不管在哪里安息,
but there's a call always to go on.
总是有一个往前进的呼召。
The Lord gets up early in the morning, as it were.
主早起。
And I learned this when I'm on vacation with brothers and sisters.
我在这上面学到的是我在一起跟弟兄姊妹度假所学到的。
Now, there are some brothers and sisters who sleep very late in the morning.
有一些弟兄姊妹晚上早上很晚才起床。
On vacation, that's perfectly acceptable to do that.
度假嘛，那么早起干嘛？
But there are some brothers and sisters that even they're on vacation, they still get up very, very early.
可是你看，有一些弟兄姊妹度假的时候还是很早起床。
This is part of our life.
这我们生活中一部分嘛。
And I marvel how I would sit at the breakfast table and talk with these brothers and sisters about all the things that they've already done this morning.
我那时候很喜欢就是在早餐的时候已经可以跟这些弟兄姊妹分享一下他们早上做过好多好多的事情。
And you know, somehow the Lord speaks to my heart.
有的时候主就跟我的心讲话。
Oftentimes I'm a step or two behind.
有的时候我就落后了一两步。
Because my Lord wants to move on, and somehow I'm not ready to move yet.
有的时候我看到主好像已经想要往前进了，我却还没有准备好要往前走。
Now it doesn't matter so much on vacation. You know, if someone wants to go swimming at 7 o'clock instead of 10 o'clock.
那度假有些人7点想游泳，不是10点去，没什么大不了的。
But the conviction that came to me was about keeping in step with the Lord.
可是在我心里面。 触碰到我的这一点是说我怎么样跟着主的脚步继续往前走。
If I'm clinging to the Lord,
如果我抓紧了主,
when He goes, I go.
他走的时候我就走了。
If I'm clinging to something else,
如果我抓的是别的东西,
something in this world,
世上的东西,
the Lord goes,
当主开始往前进的时候,
and I stay behind.
我就只留在那里了。
Maybe I value something else.
如果我认为其他事情更宝贵,
more than I value His company.
比主跟我在一起的事情更宝贵。
Now that speaks to my heart.
这是在我心里面的感动。
If that's the case,
如果是这样子呢,
no wonder I may experience many adversities and difficulties during the day.
如果我是这么过日子的话, 我生命中每一天常常就会碰到一些困难。
Oftentimes I rely upon my own intellect and reasoning to solve many problems.
常常我在日常生活中每一天都是靠我自己的脑子还有我的聪明来解决问题。
And the Lord, through Jeremiah, calls this following the dictates of your own heart.
这个在耶利米书里面讲说，你们是靠着你自己的心来行事。
Well, let's see. What do I feel like doing today?
今天我想要干嘛？
What are my plans today?
今天我有什么计划?
How am I going to solve this problem?
这个问题我应该怎么解决呢?
How am I going to satisfy this difficult colleague?
我这个同事很讨厌, 我要怎么样解决他?
How am I going to be more productive?
我怎么样可以在我的工作上有更多的结果?
How am I going to get these different obstacles out of my way?
我这边一大堆的难事, 我要怎么样怎么办?
And you see, I come to see that that mindset is very, very different from clinging to the Lord.
我会发现说我们日常中这样子的想法跟紧紧跟主联合在一起的想法是有区别的。
And I recognize that the opposite of clinging is doing it yourself.
我后来突然明白说，没有抓住主，好像就是跟你自己做是一个相反的事情。
For I've learned from the example of some brothers and sisters, that nothing is too small to bring to the Lord.
我在一些弟兄姊妹身上学到一些事情，就是说，不管生活中再小的事情，都可以拿到主的面前。
There's no problem or need or circumstance or situation that is too small to bring to the Lord.
对主来说，在你生活中没有说太小的事情没有办法拿到他的面前来的。
And if I think that I don't have to bring this to the Lord, it's because I believe that I can do it myself.
当我们不把我们的事情拿到主的面前的时候，是因为我 我们认为我们自己有能力可以去handle it，可以去处理。
And it is self-confidence that's given, in a sense, room to maneuver.
所以我们自己对我们自己的自信常常拦阻了我们把事情带到神面前这件事情。
But the Lord is very faithful.
可是主是一个非常信实的神。
And He tells us very clearly.
他告诉我们非常清楚。
That apart from me, you can do nothing.
他说你离开了我什么都不能做。
Not apart from me, you can do the small things.
在我里面你们什么事情都可以做。
Apart from me, you can do no thing.
离开了我以后什么事都不能做。
Now that's one thing to read in the Bible, and it's another thing to learn that.
你读经是读没错，可是学习呢？
But this is, in a sense, what the Lord is describing to Jeremiah in this chapter.
可是你看到耶利米书13章里面，好像我们刚刚讲的这件事情，就是在这里面讲到的。
I created you.
我造了你。
I redeemed you.
我救了你。
You belong to me.
你属于我。
The reason you're here is to be for me.
因为你在这里的原因是因为你要为了我而在这里。
For my name.
为了我的名在这里,
for my praise,
为了我的荣耀,
for my glory,
为了我的赞美,
and you're called to accompany me and to share all with me.
你的呼召是你, 我们把你招来, 是因为你要跟我分享所有的一切,
but you can never enter into that in truth unless you learn to abide in me.
你没有真正的能够进入到这个真理, 除非你学习怎么样跟我住在一起。
It's like the belt. If you put it in this very strange place,
如果你把你的腰带丢在一个陌生的地方,
it's like the believer in the world,
就好像一个信主的人活在这世界里,
that's not what you were created for.
这不是你被造的原因的。
You were created to belong to Him.
你被造的原因是因为你应该属于主。
And if you will not cling to Him, what do you have left?
如果你不紧贴着他的话, 你留在这干嘛?
You find yourself in a very dark place.
你自己会发现你在一个非常黑暗的地方,
a very confined place.
在一个非常狭窄的空间里面,
and it's a place of defilement.
是一个污秽的地方,
of pollution.
是一个有污染的地方,
of corruption.
是有败坏的地方,
it's not a neutral environment at all.
不是一个很自然的环境。
You find that if you remain there many days,
你会发现你在那边好多好多天,
you'll be rendered useless for the purpose to which you've been called.
你会发现你在你的呼召上面毫无所用。
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
你如果离开了主, 什么都不能做。
Now there's something of a warning there.
这里有一个警告。
A belt is not to stick in a rock in Babylon somewhere.
腰带不是在一个巴比伦的地方丢在一个洞里。
A belt is to cling to the Lord.
一个腰带是拿来系在主的身上。
To belong to Him.
属于他。
To be for His honor.
是为了他的荣耀而有的。
To co-work together with him，
是跟神一起工作的。
To fellowship with him，
是跟他一起交通的。
To inherit all things with him，
是继承他所有的产业的。
To fulfill the purpose of your calling, your creation，
是完全我们被呼召的旨意。
But the warning is, God's people don't take this seriously enough。
这里的警告是说，神的子民并不把这一件事情看得很重要。
I can hear the words of the Lord quite often，
我常常可以听到主的声音说，
But oftentimes I really still think that I'm right about things，
可是我常常却还觉得我自己是对的。
And it's very very easy to go from one state of mind on Sunday and another state of mind when I go back to work on Monday。
我们常常有一个情况，就是在礼拜天的时候一个样子，礼拜一的时候又是回去工作又另外一个样子。
Because the rules are different，
因为规矩不一样。
It's almost like well it's a different game，
好像说哦今天打的今天的 game，
天 and we learn how to play the different games by the different rules，
就好像我们今天有不同的游戏规则。
And you'll find to be consistent and to cling to the Lord come what may，
所以你会觉得说哦我可以这样今天在这时候跟主紧贴在一起。
It places great demand upon faith，
却对我们的信心是一个很大的挑战。
And it's very interesting because the Lord tells Jeremiah it wasn't the unbelief that was the problem。
这边很有趣的是说，神对耶利米书讲到了，不是在讲那些没有信主的人。
It was the pride that was the problem。
是讲到说他们这些以色列的子民。
Pride is I can do it。
是他们讲到以色列子民他们自己的骄傲，说我可以做。
I don't like to cling to someone else. I like to do it myself.
我自己告诉我自己说，我不需要靠着主做这些事情，我自己可以做。
Do I want to live for the renown of the Lord, or do I want to live for my own renown?
我是要为了主名得荣耀，还是为我自己的名得荣耀？
Do I want to follow the dictates of my own heart, or do I want to place myself under the authority of His word?
我是要遵照他的旨意去做事呢，还是我要照着我自己的心去做？
Now, of course, apart from His grace, we can never respond.
当然了，我们离开他的救恩，我们没有办法去有这样的回应。
But I find that the Lord's word shines a light upon my own heart。
可是我却看到这边主用他的话在我的照亮了我的心。
And the reminder is always there: you're not called to live this way。
这一个提醒的地方就是一直告诉我们，我们不应该这样子活。
You're not called to pursue the lust of your own eyes。
我们的呼召并不是要去满足我们眼目的情欲。
The lust of the flesh，
满足我们肉体的情欲。
Whatever I see that I find attractive, I want to go for that。
不管我眼睛看到什么我喜欢的，我就要去抓。
I want to possess for myself，
我要去把它成为，让它成为我的。
And then I can be proud at all the things that I have achieved and all of the things that I possess。
然后我就很骄傲的说，你看到我有这些所有的东西。
All of that is of the world，
这些都是属世的。
It's not of the Father，
不是属父神的。
The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life，
眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲，以及我们今生的骄傲。
These are the principles of the world we live in。
这些是我们今天活在这世界上面的一个最主要的东西。
Regardless of our walk of life，
不管我们今天世界上是怎么走。
Regardless of our level of education，
不管我们是受了什么样的教育。
Regardless of our profession，
不管我们今天做的是什么样的职业。
The world in its essence， Babylon is those three things。
这个世界巴比伦，它的本质就是我们刚刚所讲到这三件事情。
What pleases my eye，
我眼目的情欲。
What pleases my appetite，
我想要吃什么。
What makes me look good，
我看起来怎么样。
But our calling in Christ is exactly the opposite of that。
可是主对我们的呼召，在耶稣基督里面呼召是相反的。
To keep before our eyes what our Father has before His eyes。
主神，我们的父神看到是什么，我们应该看到什么。
This is my beloved Son， with whom I'm well pleased.
父神这样讲说, 这是我的爱子, 我所喜悦。
To have our heart set upon what our Father's heart is set upon.
我们应该把我们的心放在父神心的地方。
His purpose is that His Son should be heir of all things.
他的心意是说, 他的儿子应该是继承万有的。
And that He should have a people that are so conformed to His nature and His character.
他属他的子民也应该是像他一样的。
So in love with Him,
在他的里面非常的爱他,
so loved by Him,
so 在他的里面,
that this prepared people could be presented to the Lord Jesus as His bride.
这一些我们所这些子民可以成为耶稣基督的心腹.
That's what our Heavenly Father has in His mind's eye.
这是我们天父的心意.
That is what our Heavenly Father's heart is set upon.
这是我们天父的旨意.
And instead of living for the pride of life,
所以说我们不应该, go on.
How many gold medals have I won?
只是我们只想到我们今生的骄傲, 我们得了几面金牌?
Have I won more than everyone else?
我今天是不是把比世界上所有人得过金牌, 得了更多?
Am I the greatest of all time?
我是不是世界上最好最好的athlete?
I have something to be proud of.
我是不是非常对我这件成就非常的骄傲?
You can look at my life. I'm not ashamed of my life.
看看我的生命, 没有什么值得丢脸的地方。
That's one way.
这是一个方法,
to live for His name, for His praise, for His glory.
为了神的荣耀和他彰显他的荣耀而活.
That's another way.
又是另外一个方法.
That's what we're called to.
我们今天的呼召就是这样.
So dear brothers and sisters, I want to leave this word with you.
弟兄姊妹，我今天希望能够把这一些话留在你中间。
You are made to cling to Him.
我们今天被造来就是要跟他紧紧的贴在一起。
You are made to abide in Him.
我们今天造来就是要住在他里面。
To give everything to Him.
把我们所有的都给他。
To receive everything from Him.
也把从他而给我们所有的都接受进来。
We're learning to do that together.
我们一起来学习这件事情。
And as we learn to do that, we can be a people for His name.
在我们一起学习的时候, 我们就可以成为彰显他名的一群子民。
A people for His purpose.
一群能够完全他旨意的子民。
A bride for His Son.
成为耶稣基督的心腹。
Let's encourage one another.
我们再有一点勉励。
Dear Lord, we thank You for this time of sharing together.
亲爱的主, 我们谢谢你跟我们这段时间在一起分享。
And Lord, our words are feeble. We do trust that You will speak to us through Your own word.
我们自己的话语虽然不行, 我们却相信你可以使它完全。
Show us what a calling we're called to.
告诉我们我们是为什么被呼召。
And Lord, teach us in our daily life.
教导我们在每天的生命中。
Exactly what it means to cling to You.
教诉我们是怎么样可以紧紧地抓住你。
Teach us how to abide in You.
让我们知道怎么样可以住在你的里面。
Oh Lord, that we may be a fruitful people.
所以我们可以成为多结果子的子民。
And that the Father may be glorified.
所以父神能够得到荣耀。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们这样祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。阿们。